Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Sending them into the semi-final. Let's see if we can get a word. Hold on. Kieran.
Brumi.
Let's hear what the captain has to say.
Get in. Have some of that, you
Kieran.
Cunt.
Just wait.
Come on, lads. Come on. Hey, look, I'll tell you what. They fucking thought Chernobyl were bad, didn't they? Well, have some of that. Get in, you cunt. Come on. All right, Steve. Just let me know when you're recording, yeah?
This is live now.
Oh, what? Oh, bugger. Oh, sorry. Sorry, kids, for saying bugger. Don't say that word. Don't repeat that. That's bad, that one. Sorry, Steve.
So you're in the semi-final, Kieran.
Go! Golazo! Golazo!
A bit of volley of fantastic proportions there. What a goal!
Ashwood City have booked a place in the Europa League semi-final against Italian giant Inter Milan. With a lunch break during the training session out in Germany, the concerns around the imminent departure of Christian Akufo is having an effect on the playing staff.
So what's a stein then?
I'm fucking looking it up, Jesus.
It's bigger than a pint.
Right, listen, says here, a stein is a traditional German beer glass that contains, wait for it, 2 pints.
That's not what you said.
It is literally what I said, KFC.
It literally isn't.
It, like, literally, actually, literally is.
You said over a pint.
Yeah.
You didn't say 2 pints.
Are you fucking stupid or something? 2 pints is over a pint, KFC.
I know, but you didn't actually say that these German glasses hold 2 pints.
Fucking hell, you've proper lost it, you.
Gentlemen.
Theo, you were going to join us for a few steins when we win this trophy, or what?
If you win the Europa League, yeah, sure, why not?
Do you know what a stein is?
Yeah, it's about 2 pints, isn't it?
See? Told
you. You looked it up, I was with you.
So we must be feeling pretty confident about the semi-final tomorrow if we're already discussing winning the whole thing, hmm?
Yeah, man. Inter Milan is a retirement home, man.
Aye, he's right. They're fucking washed up, Theo. They're popping Viagra and watering their fucking flower beds. Our front three will give him a fucking heart attack.
Eh? You don't think so, Theo?
Hmm?
You don't reckon we can beat him?
Oh, no, of course not. I know you'll beat him.
Well, you don't look that sure.
What? Me? Come on.
What's up?
Nothing.
I said our front three will give him a heart attack and you just went all quiet.
Yeah, maybe because I have no idea if Matt even wants to play a front three. I mean, do you?
Wait. Is he dropping me? Am I getting dropped for a fucking semi-final?
No, I didn't say that, did I? I just meant let's not assume what the gaffer is going to go with.
Right, what the fuck is going on? It's a Kufo, innit?
Kieran.
He's fucking going, isn't he?
Kieran.
Where is he?
Kieran, please.
Hey, Christian! Christian! Get over here!
Kieran, it's just rumours.
Oh, just rumours, is it? Right. Well, let's put these rumours to bed, shall we?
What is it?
Akufo, the man, the myth, the rumour. Take a fucking seat, will you?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Right, what's the situation then, big man?
The situation?
Aye, I want to know where you're going to be tomorrow. You're going to be in Germany or France?
Kieran!
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm waiting for confirmation.
Confirmation for what?
From Mr. Woodall and Mr. Nolan.
Oh, Jesus fucking joke, Christ. Christian, man, why would you do this?
Because I am going where I am told.
No, why now? Why not fucking wait until the tournament's over, Christian?
PSG have concerns.
Oh, here he is.
We have to understand that high-intensity football for Christian could cause injury and the French League is...
Fuck the fucking French League. It's the fucking French League. He's playing for PSG. He can win that league standing on his fucking head. Van Ginkel would be fucking... Player of the year out there, Edwin the Ballon d'Or!
I'm happy to wait for the tournament to be complete.
You are?
Yes, I want to play for Ashwood.
See?
It's not that easy.
Why not?
Because Patrick has arranged for this deal to be a whole season loan. Irreversible. No matter what happens to Christian.
Oh, Christ.
If he gets injured, the liability is on whoever is paying his wages at the time.
And what? Patrick wants that to be PSG right fucking now, does he? Right this second?
Every second counts.
Yeah, because he's getting like £2,000 a second.
Fucking hell!
Yes, it is a shame. I am extremely well paid.
You know like when players chipped in for the key workers and that?
Yeah.
Well, we could chip in for Christian, couldn't we? You know, like, just pay his wages until this is done, you know?
Yeah, like charity.
Yeah. You could do like a whole thing on social media of us like, you know, putting money aside for a good cause.
Right. I don't think giving somebody that earns £11 million a year more money to appease Patrick Nolan and a Qatari-owned super club gives off the image you think it does.
So we're fucked then. Great. That's fucking great, man.
Well, what happened to Inter Milan being easy?
It's not the same if we don't have Christian.
He's right.
Oh, come on now. Teams are more than some great individuals. Would you say the same about, you know, Villa and Grealish? Or Arsenal and Aubameyang?
Yeah.
Okay, Man United and Bruno Fernandes.
You are shit at cheering me up, Theodore. You really fucking are, mate. I can't...
Kieran, no, come
I'm
on!
Off. I'm off.
Kieran...
Bad examples, mate.
Are they?
Yes, very shit thing to say.
Welcome back. It's the Europa League semi-final and the mouth-watering tie of Ashwood City versus Inter Milan. I've got Billy Richards with me here in the studio. Billy, thanks for joining us.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Billy, this is a huge game for Ashwood City. There's no question about that. But is it fair to say that the focus has shifted away from this game and onto one individual in Christian Akufo?
Do you know what, Colin? I think that's absolutely fair to say. Now, we know going into a tournament with conditions like this, the quarantine, the distancing, it's Germany, you know, which isn't everybody's cup of tea. All that hanging over the heads of the sides going in. And now Ashwood City have got this. Christian Akufo, will he go, will he stay?
Well, will he go?
Oh, he'll go. There's no doubt about that.
And do you think he'll feature tonight? I mean, he's got to, surely.
That's the £1 million question. Well, for Patrick Nolan, it could be the £10 million question. You have to put yourselves into the position of Ashwood City. Huge losses last year. Their ownership is a sports conglomerate, Colin, okay? And they've had to go 6 months with no sport. Right?
That's a good point.
They've got this guy, 200k a week. Bale can't get a move because he's too much. Ozil can't get a move because he's too much. Akufo could well be in that same boat. But shining light, out of nowhere, PSG offer a season-long loan and they'll pay 100% of his wages. In this climate, you have got to take that option.
But surely, Billy, there's an argument for delaying the move for just a week. There's got to be, hasn't there?
You've just got to think of the risks, though, Colin, mate. Imagine he goes out there tonight. Diego Godin steps on his ankle. Whack.
Yeah.
And by the way, before you interject, Inter know this. Inter know the anxiety around him.
Absolutely.
They know that if he plays, he's going to come out in cotton wool. I would love to be on Christian Akufo tonight. I'd say, there he is, get stuck into him. Whack.
Well, regardless of if he's playing tonight or not, I'm pretty sure he'd be relieved to not be running into you on the pitch tonight, Billy.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. I was clean as a whistle, me.
Oh,
hey?
Come on.
Joking. Awful. I was awful.
Well, some great points, as always, there from Billy Richards. And now, to provide us a bit more insight into the club, the man that worked with Christian Akufo at Ashwood City, former head coach Eric Van Schmidt, has joined us here on the big screen. Hello, Eric. I think there might be a little
delay
of sorts. Eric, you there?
Hello, Europa.
Ah, hello. Eric, thanks for joining us. How do you see tonight going?
Yes, I am here.
Fantastic. Eric, how do you see tonight going?
It's very slow.
Bit of a...
it's a slow internet, this.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, wires are crossed a little bit.
Sorry.
Ah, no need to apologise. Do you think Ashwood can cause an upset,
Ashwood,
Eric?
Could perhaps...
Oh, sorry, what was that, Eric?
I interrupted. I apologise.
No, I apologise, Eric. You were saying, Eric.
I said that...
Yep, go on.
No, please.
No, Eric, sorry. It was the same question
as before.
Same question, yep.
Can Ashwood upset Inter tonight? Yes.
Yes, that's...
God, this is awful.
Was that your answer, or...
Sorry?
Okay, we're going to take a quick break there, and we'll be back with Billy Richards and, of course, Eric Van Schmidt very
think,
shortly.
Ashwood could look to...
Oh, fuck the French League. It's the fucking French League. He's playing for PSG. He can win that league standing on his fucking head. Van Ginkel would be fucking player of the year. Oh, no. Oh, fuck the French League. It's the fucking French League. He's playing for PSG. He can win that league standing on his fucking head. Van Ginkel would be fucking player... Oh, no.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind the scenes footage. This will include sit down one-on-one in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song,
We're Bigger Than Gillingham,
and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of
It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
The semi-final of the Europa League is just moments away, and as Ashwood City travel to the Merkel Spiel Arena in Dusseldorf ahead of their tie with Inter Milan, rumours around Christian Akufo's departure seem all but certain.
Where are you going?
Toilet.
No need, mate. We'll be at the ground in 5 minutes.
Kieran, I'm not going to run to France from here.
Okay, no worries. I'll come with you.
To the toilet?
Yeah.
No, that is where I draw the line.
Relax, I won't look.
You're not coming to the toilet with me.
Chill out, it's not like I need to go. I'm not going to do cross sword. I'll just wait behind you.
Kieran, please, I want to play for Ashwood, okay? I will tell them no.
Tell who?
Everybody. PSG, Mr. Nolan, everybody.
You know if Woody's out here, you won't be able to say no. You know that, don't you?
How so?
Because he'll make sure he gets his way, all right? Trust me.
Kieran, I...
Hang on. What's happening? What's happening? Are we there already?
I don't think so.
What's going on here?
Bonjour, Ashwood City. My name is Antoine Marchand. Firstly, I want to wish you the very best ahead of this big game. And secondly, I just need to escort Monsieur Akufo to our car.
Fuck off.
Monsieur Akufo, if you would like to come up here.
I think the deal must be done, Kieran. I'm sorry.
Merci, Christian. Just this way.
Ow!
Excuse me? Sir, what are you doing?
No, you're not going.
What?
You're not fucking having him.
Kieran.
He has now commenced the agreed loan deal with Paris Saint-Germain.
No, he ain't. He'll commence when we've lifted that trophy, all right? Frère Jacques, Now, left, fuck off, all right?
I have security outside.
Oh, security, I'm shaking in my boots, mate. I've got Akin Adeyemi and fucking Marco Nipic, all right? Fucking triers.
Gentlemen, can we be civil, please? Let Monsieur Akufo go.
No.
Let him go.
He's staying. Come
here. Let go. He's going. Let go.
No, you're going to break him. Let him go. He's mine. He's fucking mine. He's fucking mine.
Let go of my arms.
Give me the player.
Get off my coach. Fuck.
Who is it?
It's Woody.
Can he help us?
Monsieur Akufo, we must go.
He's not here to help us, mate.
Why is he smiling?
Because they got their way.
What? You can tell them. You can tell them I can play and this can wait.
It's over, Christian, mate.
Come on, we have more men.
No,
we
no,
can
no,
tell
no, listen,
them.
Listen, you don't understand, right? That man there at the window and that woman behind him, they'll ruin your life, pal. Trust me. Just go.
Kieran.
This way, Monsieur Akufo.
Kieran, I want to play.
Just get off, all right? Just go to PSG. It's where you belong, innit? All right? Just go.
Please, Marco, KFC, please. Don't make me go.
Let him go, lads. Just
Ashwood
go,
City.
All right? Get
Ashwood
off.
Ashwood City till I die, remember?
Goodbye, Christian.
Please, please.
No, sorry, I was just
going
to...
Excuse me, I apologise.
Honestly, don't worry about it, let's just...
Yes, I think... sorry, you were going to say something.
Is it his internet?
I was just wondering, Eric, how's lockdown been for you?
Did you have a question?
Oh, never mind, let's talk business. What do you think of the club's decision to let Akufo go?
Netflix, lots of long walks, speaking to family members on the FaceTime, and of course, you lovely gentlemen.
Thanks, Eric, you're a legend. How do we look tonight, mate? How are we looking?
Stupid! Ridiculous! An embarrassment to the sport!
Eric, the man in the opposite dugout tonight is an old adversary of yours, Antonio Conte. What do you think of him?
Yes, very handsome indeed. Very sexy tie.
Our thoughts are with you, of course, Eric. Your father currently battling COVID-19 in hospital. We wish him all the best.
He's an idiot. A shouty little fool that jumps around screaming like a child. A sore loser. A pathetic Italian moron.
Right. What's the future looking like for Eric Van Smith?
Thank you. It doesn't look good for him. He's old and weak. He's tired. He's deranged. Saying the craziest things and perhaps he doesn't have long left.
Okay. Eric, enjoy the game and thank you so much
for joining
us.
I am building a conservatory. Then I would like to get back to football management.
Okay, do not move a muscle, because coming up after the break, Ashwood City on the brink of history. Can Matt Janssen's men take down a giant of world football?
Yeah, a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Compete without their star man? Find out after this. Kieran,
right,
just,
I ain't fucking playing for this fucking club this season.
Kieran,
all right?
Take a breath,
oh,
mate.
Oh, fuck off. Fucking...
Hey!
Fuck off, Rachel. Seriously.
Where are you going? What's going on?
What do you fucking think?
He's gone.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I know. Those fucking cunts have fucked us.
Kieran, kickoff is in 45 minutes.
Don't you think I fucking know that? Captain Obvious, hey? Captain fucking cunt. Fuck!
Hey.
Just fucking get off me!
Take
what
a
do
deep
you want?
Fucking breath. Look at me. Look at me, Kieran. Breathe. Relax.
Relax. Fucking hell. Come on.
No, you come on. Where are you going to go, Kieran, hmm?
Wherever. Wherever. Don't fucking matter, does it? PSG, maybe? Fuck it, yeah, let's go PSG.
I'll tell you where you should be. In the championship.
What are you on about?
In the championship, yeah? Right? That's what everybody said a few months ago, didn't they? That's where you were supposed to be.
Yeah.
And what happened?
We fucking worked our arses off, Rachel. That's what happened.
Yeah.
But we had a fucking world-class creator and goal scorer, Rachel.
Oh, boo fucking who?
Oi, fucking get off me.
No, come on.
Rachel, I'm...
Come on.
I don't even want to fucking...
In now.
Fuck's sake. Ah, thanks for joining us again, Kieran. Pleasure.
Right, Matt's just going to be a couple of minutes. He's just having a quick meeting with the powers that be. So, anyone get a chance to look around Dusseldorf at all? No? Nobody? No? Oh, I managed to see this beautiful 18th century palace. It was stunning, you know? Schloss Spanrath, I think it was called. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Probably not. Big ornate sort of windows and... that'll be Matt. What are you doing here?
I wanted to come down and say a few words.
Have you fired Matt? Do you need me to take over for tonight?
No. Just take a seat. Now... As you know, this is not something I do, right? I've tried to keep out of the way as best I can, especially during this European campaign, but I'm here to tell you all, look, I understand why you may be angry or upset with the decision the club made today, but I'm here to tell you that it was a decision we had to make. To do otherwise would have been financial suicide. I'm also here to tell you that, you know, the modern game, It seems that if you don't have somebody on 200k a week and somebody with a lucrative Adidas partnership or millions of Insta followers, then you're instantly dismissed. But I say, who needs it? Yeah, who needs the multi-million pound contract? Who needs the appearance fees? Who needs the goal bonus, the assist bonus? Yeah, who needs the fast cars and the hot chicks? What happened to the game? What happened to that bulldog spirit? I say, we go on the pitch and say we're Ashwood City and we don't care about the glitz and the glamour. We're here to fight and win. Now, I've kept to myself during the Europa League. Well, I haven't wanted to tinker with the mojo of the Super Whites. But you know what I say now? I say, to hell with it. I can't jinx this. I can't jinx Marco and Kieran and Kyle and Emmanuel and Akin and Willie. I can't jinx Ashwood City. They're unjinxable. So it's time to walk under the ladder. It's time to let the black cat cross our path. Break the mirror, let it rain on your wedding day. Get out there and show Inter Milan that being a superstar isn't about money, it's about heart.
It's surely another goal for Ashwood City. And that may well be the final kick of the game. Ashwood City 2... Inter Milan 5. The Kent side have had quite a journey, but the road ends here at the hands of Inter Milan. A noble effort from the boys in white, but they came up against a world-class opposition and ultimately couldn't compete. They've had a great run in this tournament, and interim head coach Matt Janssen has put more than just a case forward for the full-time job. That question now lies with Patrick Nolan. Full-time a few seconds away, and Ashwood City are heading home to get some well-earned rest. Oh, the goal's been disallowed. Yep, VAR have just ruled that out. It's Inter Milan 5, Ashwood City 1, not 2.
You fucking jinxed it.
Didn't fucking jinx it.
Thanks for listening to Season 2 of The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. The club shop is now stocked with brand new items such as mugs, baseball caps and the brand new Ashwood City third kit. The ever-growing Ashwood City Patreon now has over 4 hours of behind-the-scenes footage, so there's never been a better way to support the show. The Offensive will return at the start of the 2020-2021 Premier League season.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.